Call to order. Penny, roll call please.
Director Chandler's absent. Director Cupp?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Tucker?
Here.
Director Utech?
Here.
Okay. Director Utech, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, reporting out of closed session, no action taken, direction only given, and now we have public comment. Anyone wishing to make public comment? If there's just four of you, I'm not going to read all of this. You guys know all the rules. Okay, Charlene, come on, it's your last chance.
I don't have anything.
Okay, we will then move to consent items. Any items board members wishing to poll? Questions on anything?
I think that.
I have a question on the finances.
Okay, then, I was going to bring that up, yeah. So, Director Tucker has expressed concern over our balance sheet not balancing for a lot, I think ever since he's been here. And the good news is that the balance sheet balances. And I will be, I've been.
Good job putting pressure on.
Been burning the midnight oil with Cassell, with our, the lady Kim.
He's already been through it once.
The lady Kim that is helping us with our GL stuff with Cassell, and she's outstanding. And we worked through everything, and it all looks good. Last week it balanced. We got it balanced, but you can have a balanced balance sheet, but still have problems in it. And there were still some things with it, but that's all straightened out. Now everything is clean. So, yeah, I guess the right term, you can have a balanced balance sheet that isn't necessarily clean.
This one
is clean now, so we're good shape.
I was looking at a restaurant, they had negative inventory.
What?
Well, I didn't believe it. Well, I didn't underwrite them, you know. You have to bring your own food in. I don't know how that works. But it balanced, you know, but to the first point.
So then in the budget comparison, I broke a couple of cells that Director Tucker.
Which paper are we looking at?
We're looking at the comparisons. The comparison.
Yeah, landscape.
This one.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah. So there is one in the, so the first sheet is the grand total of everything. After that, the general fund starts, and you go to the expenses, and you go to the last page of the general fund. Or wait, it's the last page, Dave?
It's the
yeah. So it's the net revenue under and over expenditures, and it's the amended budget column. There's a cell that's wrong. It doesn't affect the total or the. Doesn't affect the bottom line of it. It's just one broken cell. It's the reimbursement out of LAIF, and there's one cell that's broken. So I'll fix that and I'll get it to you guys.
Visually,
yeah. Yeah. There's one total that's wrong. And so there's that, and then all the same thing in the sewer. Was it the sewer department, Dave?
It was police and
fire. Police and fire.
Yeah,
the same one.
The capital was
okay. The same thing.
Yeah.
The dragging the LAIF reimbursement out of the total, and what you end up with the net revenue is a little bit wrong, the way that it calculated. So,
but actually, it's the capital was not included in the expense.
In the expense, okay.
And so, you know, I just did a little quick subtraction, the number popped out. So, it's just a little spreadsheet bugaboo that happens. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I made a spreadsheet error.
Yeah.
More than one.
So, Director Tucker comes in here. I walked in here at noon, and he's in here with his laptop computer with his spreadsheets and everything, looking over things. So, that's who he is. So
I don't get out for it.
So I think that was it. You know, when you look at the totals, you know, I have areas of concern, I have revenue areas of concern. We need to be concerned about money is what we need to be concerned about.
But I have to say the electrical expenses were, I thought, much worse percentage-wise
than
what I'm seeing here.
Oh, and that's seasonal, and it's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. May is going to be worse.
Right.
But May's going to be much worse.
Before we did, a couple months ago, when we were looking at the numbers, we were only halfway through. We were way over budget.
So mainly,
with all of this, we still have it.
So that's water. So
mainly amended it to.
So mainly water. Well, we did amended budget. So as far as it shows up, So that one was.
That's why it looks so good.
Was electric. Yeah. We raised it $26,000.
Okay.
The amended budget was that. It's you see that?
Yeah, right there.
The original budget was 123.6, and the amended was 149.7.
Okay.
Yeah. So the percentage of the budget looks better. The numbers is still big. Yeah, and it's going to get worse because our constituents are using a lot more water right now. All of a sudden. Yeah, so I'll put together something for the next meeting. I'll put just for information because I've got that, so we can kind of visualize that a little bit, what our consumption is looking like.
So if our usage goes up, though.
If our usage goes up, we get more money, but we spend more electricity.
Yeah.
It's the balance, right?
Do we have solar?
Do we have solar? Or can we put solar in to help with electricity?
Would you like me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we do not have any solar. They looked at solar when they did the planning grant. A component of it was a solar study, and they decided that capital-wise, it didn't balance out. It's probably changing. It's probably a changing thing.
You know,
the problem is that you can't, you know, for like this building, you know, we could install, and this building has pretty sizable electric bills. We could install solar here that would take care of, you know, a lot of our needs. When you're talking about pumps, you need a lot of solar to run those. You're not going to run those big pumps. So what you're doing is selling it back to the utility and get it. It's net metering, and that's not a great deal anymore. They've cut back. They don't pay you much they pay you back a lot less than they charge you for the power. So it's just a matter of whether it pencils out capital wise.
We have solar, mm-hmm. And electricity has gone up. We pay nothing because of our solar because we have so many
excess panels. Capacity. Yeah,
and it rolls over to next year. So if we use more next year, then it still balances out.
Yeah, I don't know if you're on a previous contract or what. I know that they used to pay a lot more than they're paying now.
We never sell it back, though. We just use it.
Okay.
Eventually, you end up using it.
Well, what it does basically is run your meter backwards, essentially, is what it does. Yeah. So they're paying you, but they only pay you a fraction of what they're charging, you know, for your usage. Right. So,
okay. Where you stay on track here.
I've looked at solar. I have never seen a return on investment that's worth it.
Yeah.
It's usually 10 years or more.
Yeah.
And with the demands that we have to upgrade our infrastructure of sewer and water, I would argue that's not the right investment for us because we need every penny we have to support what we're doing.
If there were subsidies, that's one thing, but there are not subsidies.
No.
Right. And they don't last forever.
They did a whole study with the water planning grant. There was a solar study, and they just determined that it didn't pencil out at the time.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, any other questions on any of the departments? We've got our captain and our chief.
So I'd like to talk about fire.
Okay.
Or ask a question.
Go ahead.
So College of the Siskiyous is now hosting 2 academies a year.
Yes.
Cool, and they, you have lots of applicants every year?
Yes.
And they feed us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're really important, huh?
Yeah, the chief and I went to, they have a physical agility test for the incoming class. When we went, we had only had, I think, about 1 or 2 potential sleepers. Mm-hmm. And by going there, interacting, we're full with a waiting list.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, going, and then my other question, going into fire season, what is it you would like all of us, you know, our community to know or be doing in preparation?
You know, the biggest thing that I've found is what's around your home, that 5 to 10 foot clearance around the perimeter of your home. If you've got trees up against your deck and you live on a hill, or a lot of brush and stuff around your fence line, you know, that kind of thing. I think that responsibility really is on homeowners to make their home fire safe. Mm-hmm. I know CAL FIRE puts out literature on what to do for that, but, you know, that's the main thing. Since we don't allow burning within the community, it's not usually much of an issue. The last thing I'll say is when it's warm out and we have super windy days, you know, be prepared, because you know, you never know what's going to happen to the south of us. So that's you know, my main takeaway from that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I have a question. What was your 2 hazmat calls? Was that involved? Is that a chemical spill? Is that?
Yes. There. I think the 2 calls. One was a potential carbon monoxide leak, and then the other one, I think, was a spill from a TC, traffic collision, just a small diesel spill.
Well, that's expensive.
What about the vegetation fires? Where were those?
They were in Shasta Vista.
Okay.
Shasta Vista and beyond in the Mayton area.
Okay.
Out off of Harry Cash Road. They had another one today.
Yeah.
They had another one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's small. It was 1.5 acres. Mm-hmm.
Are these suspicious?
I'm not sure.
What about the Frontier fire? Do we have any idea what the cause that was?
I don't know. I know they were investigating it. It's suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Any fire is suspicious at this point without lightning. So.
Yeah. I was wondering about the dog kennel business up there. My dog was actually just there on Friday. Do you know?
I'm not. Are you talking about the rescue ranch? Is that?
No. No, it's called TLC.
I'm not familiar with that.
She has a dog boarding business out there, just one street from Aubrey.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with that place. So.
I just wondered if it got. I just was concerned about all those dogs.
Yeah.
that would be something to evacuate.
On the Frontier fire, our engine 3110 did great work. They were really excited when they got back that they saved the house. The 3 firefighters that went are all very skilled. They've been with us for a while, and they put in good work.
Excellent.
Yep.
I heard Rick was saying they were the first on the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know it said in the. I've been getting the alerts, but then when I look back, they were all there.
Yeah, and there's some lag to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
I didn't hear any alarms either. So.
Yeah, my hairdresser was getting them.
So fire related, yesterday or Monday, maybe, the SAFER grant opened up, which funds our fire captain, and then the CAL FIRE grant that we can equipment and fuel a lot of different things. The one that we didn't get last year, that one opened up too. I think they're due. Do you know about this at all? Okay, I talked to Steve last night, and they're due. I think he said July 1st, or yeah, July 1st. Not much time.
Yeah.
So we're going to be working hard on those. They're both really important grants for us. So those are out there right now.
Okay. Good. Okay. On the
police.
Yeah. Have you been busy?
Kind of, a little bit. Kind of.
We picked up a little bit.
It's it's like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. We're trying not to drive around too much towards the end of the fiscal year. Maybe try to save a little bit of money, but still, what? Sam yesterday got a DUI arrest by 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock, he was en route to the jail, so I think he stopped the guy around.
So I'm flying by down. We headed that way.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Point
0.12
at,
8 o'clock
in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's
out to bed. It was kind of last night, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say that a nasty one out Grenada.
Yeah.
This morning?
Road where a guy flipped over and hit the power pole.
Uh-huh. Oh, I drove past that this morning.
What?
Was it about the straightest section of road he could pick out?
Was he just going too fast? Or?
Maybe, I guess.
He said he's still alive.
That's good. That's quite impressive. I don't know how you roll a car in a straight stretch like that.
A deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of deer out there on one of your Grenada.
What's a felony you get arrested for?
I have my whole thing in front of me, so let me go. So I put these down here. It would have been the assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh. Yikes.
Was that Sam's DUI? Was that the game last month?
Yep.
I'd like to ask a question. Yep. I used to see or hear about problems that we were dealing with of people who were from outside our community and even outside our county was coming down this road bringing in drugs or other illegal paraphernalia. Are you seeing these drugs and deadly weapons problems that are from our residents or people who are driving through and causing problems for us?
That's kind of a little bit of both kind of question, I guess I'd say. I mean, we have a few citizens that live in the area that have drug problems, and we have like our few drug houses. But a lot of most of the drug charges we get are people that are driving through, not necessarily live here. Live in Weed or Grenada, just on the outskirts. But that's kind of slowed down a little bit with how much traffic has been worked on Big Springs. They don't want to drive down here because they get caught. Especially days Sam is working, to be honest.
Yeah.
Sam catches them all, it seems like. But the deadly weapons, not so much. That's more of a just something that happens with our responding to calls, like domestic violence stuff. That's more of a local band thing when it happens, but it's not common enough to say it's linked to one or the other kind of deal.
What is it you wish our community would be more cognizant of, that they're just in a state of happy ignorance, I guess you'd say? You know, what is it you would like people to know or to focus on to help improve the safety of our community?
Well, as far as safety, we're pretty darn safe. I would say, I work the county, so I can say that Shasta has got to be one of the safest communities in Siskiyou County. As far as safety, our community does it. They call about every little thing they see, regardless if it's something or nothing. And we'd much rather get called about nothing, go look at it, and be like, oh, yeah, everything's on the up and up. Good job. Good looking out. More of the cyber stuff is what I tell them to look out for, because that's what seems to hit our community more than anything else is online scams or telephone scams. So that would be the biggest thing I'd tell people to look out for. Other than that, they're already doing a pretty good job of looking out for crime actually physically in the community.
Well, I have a sense that having our four police officers is pretty critical to keeping us one of the safest communities around. Would you care to comment on that?
Yeah. The beginning, when I started here, it was just two, and they were playing catch up with two guys and off and on. It's changed a lot. Would I say we're still one of the safer communities? Yes, because we have a full-time police department dedicated to just here. But with having four guys that are patrolling every day, the calls for service have gone down. The amount of burglaries are non-existent compared to when I started.
Yes.
The amount of physical thefts and vehicle thefts have gone down. You can't stop them all. Most of the ones we've had were kids now for vehicle thefts. So the real, burglaries and hard felonies, they don't happen when you got cops driving around every day.
As opposed to two people, right? A police department of two.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now, when you go down to two people or one person, you're fighting with all the times you're getting called out, so you're trying to flex hours to not be here all the time because you're getting called out on days you're not supposed to be working because there's nobody here to cover. When you got a fully staffed police department, you got people driving around on the regular. When you're minimum, it's just them fighting to respond to calls and handle stuff as it happens. There's not a go be proactive and drive around the community. I'm just trying to fight to survive because I'm exhausted. Him and I lived through this, so we know.
Makes a huge difference.
It's terrible.
Having four guys, even if something crazy doesn't happen, if somebody just has a medical thing they need to deal with, or somebody has a baby and needs to be out for a couple weeks, we've got the rest of... If we need to go down to three, we're still perfectly fine. Yeah. It's when we were sitting at three to begin with, and then we go down to two, and then we go down to one, then we're dying. So it's made a big difference since I've been here.
And fast.
And my sense is that from listening to people who live in like Dunsmuir or McLeod or other areas away from here, that the sheriff's department, our county sheriff's department, don't have enough people to respond to calls. And unless it's really, really a dangerous situation, it's hard to get them to come out. So even if we went down, what you're describing, even when we're at two people or one person, the sheriff can't cover us. Is my impression correct?
They can say they can cover you. As a deputy, I was stationed for a contract city of Doris, Dunsmuir, Fort Jones, Montague.
Holy cow.
Jeez.
Those were all contracts.
All at once?
Sometimes. So the South County shift, they split the line at Louis Road here. The South County deputies are covering Contract City of Doris and Dunsmuir. The headquarters deputies were covering Montague and Fort Jones.
Okay.
They don't have Fort Jones anymore. Fort Jones was not satisfied with our services, so they dropped us and went to Edna Police. Even with that, I'd be having to work Dunsmuir and respond to Doris, which is a bit of a drive. You don't get the hours you're paying for. It's a tough thing, and adding more to the plate doesn't help any. And the needs of the people of Lake Shastina, they're catered to where we show up for pretty much anything. And we've started to not show up to things that really don't have to do with police. But still, it's more of a, you have to be selective of things you're going to as far as the sheriff's office when you have two deputies covering all of Dunsmuir to McLeod to Doris. It's a big area. So they're going to only respond to violent crimes in progress. The things that can be a phone call, they'll just make a phone call and that's the end of it. That's all you'll get.
Yeah.
Just having a focused police department that handles just here,
yes.
I think we provide pretty good service.
Much better. Makes a huge difference in my opinion.
So, and one more thing. I looked into it, it's been quite a while ago, but Montague, Dunsmuir,
yeah.
paid considerably more than for the sheriff's department to contract with than we pay for our police department. And Montague was comparable for coverage from the sheriff's department to what our budget is for our police department. I heard something, I don't know if this is true or not, I heard that Yreka is down to bare bones right now and the sheriff's department is covering Yreka right now.
They've been covering
higher of a bunch of people.
Well, yeah, a lot of people left and I think one person got fired.
From Yreka?
Yeah.
They picked up Corey Ryder this week too.
I know, yeah. So they've been covering two or three nights a week just for Yreka. So from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., the sheriff's office is covering Yreka Police Department. Oh. They don't have any officers working for 2 to 3 nights. So that's pretty huge. And they're paying the sheriff's office handsomely for it.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're in an MOU about it. So it's not just free service that they're providing.
Yeah.
But they have three or four officers on duty at one time.
Usually.
Not now.
Not right now. They lost, how many have left, quit, or
four
otherwise?
I know,
at least two or three, I can think of. I mean, Berlucci's gone, Gilman's gone, somebody else just left.
Parker retired, didn't the chief, isn't Josh,
retired, yeah.
Josh is acting right now?
No, Josh is lieutenant.
Okay.
And Pat Dirksen is now the interim chief.
Oh, okay.
Pat Dirksen was the lieutenant, and kind of stuck there. But they don't. They're trying to figure out who their city manager is going to be before they make those positions permanent.
Oh, they're not keeping that guy?
No, they should. It's just they have the city's waiting for them to hire a city manager before they're not going to put on the responsibility. They're going to put it on the new guy.
Yeah. So makes sense.
They're all in limbo right now, essentially.
Yeah, I keep getting the impression that people in our community think that the sheriff can cover us. And it's just totally a line.
I think there's a contingent in our community that thinks that. I don't think that it's necessarily widely held.
Correct. But that's one of those things that I wish people would understand.
Yeah.
That everyone would understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the fact of the matter is if your car gets broken into, the sheriff's department's not going to show up. They're going to tell you to file a report online. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to come out and look.
Well, traffic accidents, too. If you know he's injured, they won't go out.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes people don't realize until something doesn't, you know, is abnormal. Mm-hmm. So we had graduation on Friday, and thanks to the WEED PD controlling traffic, we didn't have to wait an hour to get to, off College Avenue.
I just wish there was 50 people in this room when we're having these kinds of discussions.
Anyway, we appreciate you guys, and I like all the visibility that we see, and things seem to be really good. So,
with the police department, we have a kid, little kid, riding a motorcycle up and down.
Charlene, why don't you talk to the chief about this after?
Yeah.
Up and down. Not, I mean, is that allowed?
No,
it's not allowed. We're trying to get him, but you can't do anything after the fact. You got to catch him in the act.
Yeah.
If it was me, I'll throw that bike in the lake, but I can't do that stuff anymore.
So we've got, we need a motion on the consent.
The sewer department?
Well, if you've got a question.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. On Antelope Way, we did a hookup because of a failed septic system. Now, is my understanding correct that all those properties that had a grandfathered septic system, if they fail, they're required by law to hook up to our...
If they're within 200 feet of a sewer line.
Of a sewer main?
Sewer main line.
Sewer main?
Yes.
Okay. So... I don't see that very often.
No, but it happens. It's happening more and more. Because they're old.
Septic systems are old around the community.
Yeah. I had, what was the most recent one? We had somebody that didn't know they had a septic system. Was that the one? Maybe that was the one.
I was talking about mine. Show me the map.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And it's there's a lot of people that don't know they have septic tanks.
Oh.
You're going to get back to
me. I have Rodney's here today.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
So when that happens, does our sewer system get more funding? I mean,
yeah, they have to pay a hookup.
have to pay the hookup.
Yeah.
And what do they pay standby if they don't have, if they're not hooked up, or they don't pay anything, but the
once they're hooked up,
then they have to pay? Or is this another Jamie Lee?
This is another
wink,
yeah.
Shake hands.
But in a general sense. She's correct.
In a general sense.
Yeah, let's just answer generally.
I think she's asking generally. Correct, yes.
Okay. So there's a little bit more funding for our sewer system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is, I noticed there's some on the water department, there are some lateral leaks, and some of that was caused by contractor putting in fiber optics, but some of it is root intrusion and maybe some of just age.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff was backfilled with just native material. So this pipe's laying on top of rocks, and over time it does this, and then there was not a lot of sand bedding of these things when they put them in. It was all put in cheap. And so over time, you know, you get the because those water lines, every time they, you know, there's a lot of motion in them.
On and off.
Yeah. So over time, it's usually a rock involved. They'll dig down and it's laying on top of a rock, a sharp rock or something. So it's just age.
So do you think this?
You know, as we get old, we start creaking a little bit.
Oh, tell me about it. Let's say over one by your house.
Yeah, that was a dig in. That was wasn't their fault. Well, it wasn't actually a dig in. They were actually using a vac truck. You've seen those big giant, big tank on it, and they have water they jet, and it's like a big vacuum cleaner that sucks dirt out, right? So, it was mislocated. Our maps are not good. And so we do the best we can finding and the locating. When they put this stuff, so now when you put water lines in, plastic water lines, you put in tracer wire along with it so that you can locate, right? You can take a locator and find it. They didn't do that back in the day. So that being difficult to locate along with our maps being bad,
yeah.
It's causing us a lot of grief down there. So in this particular case, our locate was off, so they dug and they couldn't find it, and they dug down, so they're vacuuming, and this particular water main was like 5 feet deep for some reason, I don't know. So they were using they weren't digging, they were just using the vac truck, and they bounced it on top of the water line, and it cracked the water line. So yeah, cracked the water line. So it was not good. It was not good. So
I mean, it's kind of surprising with the age of our system and everything that we don't have more problems. Really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent item.
Okay. Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. We'll move on to our discussion reports action items. First is manager's report.
Manager's report. I was ahead of myself. I just want to go over a few things. On June 1st, we're meeting with the Teamsters unit for a negotiating session. Margaret and I are meeting with their representatives. That's a week from Monday, I believe. So we'll start talking about that. We talked about the financials already. We're getting that squared away, balance sheet and all that. I've already kind of went over that with you guys. I'm working on, one of the things I'm doing now is working on the budget, the 26-27 budget, and I'd like to set up a budget committee meeting with the two of you guys.
Okay.
Director Tucker is talking.
This year, right?
Yeah. Tucker is talking about, because I have to have a preliminary budget to you guys at the June, by July 1st, and I intend to have it to you at the June meeting. So Director Tucker was talking about June 9th, right?
Yes.
June 9th.
Excuse me, I have to dive down from my calendar.
Okay.
I believe I'm, yeah. channels. Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. What time works best for you guys?
Anytime after 10.
So 10? 10:01? 10:01?
How about afternoon?
Afternoon?
Kind of mid-afternoon meeting.
What day is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Monday.
Oh, the 29th is a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Okay.
Let's see, 2026. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Would you rather meet on Monday?
I can't meet on Monday.
Oh, that's right. You couldn't. That's right. That's right. You busy man. So at 1 o'clock?
Sure. Night? 2?
Two. Okay, then.
Monday?
2 p.m. Tuesday. On Tuesday, so.
Thank you very much, John.
Make sure you're there.
That's a good point. You hear that?
Sorry.
Be there or be square.
Monday.
Chief.
You're invited.
I'm a square, so.
You're invited. You're cordially. You're cordially, 2
p.m.
cordially invited.
Tuesday, the 9th.
Sorry.
Budget meeting.
That work for you?
Check in. I have a VA appointment sometime around then.
Oh.
It's the week prior, I think.
I have a couple problems. June 9th?
Is that a no?
It's a maybe.
Begrudging yes.
So maybe. June 9th, what time?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Do you have an appointment at that time?
Not at that time, no, but I just, got other stuff I'll figure out.
It'd work?
It might.
You can't, and you couldn't do it the previous Friday either, could you?
Friday the 5th?
Yeah, you couldn't do that.
Yeah,
You're gone.
Pittsburgh, that'd be quite a commute.
That's a long drive. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not even Pittsburgh, California.
We'll talk.
Okay. Preliminary, that's, I got it
written
in my calendar.
Okay. So I'm deep into budget right now. And along with that is our new budgeting platform, getting that set up and using that. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge too. So learning new software, it'll be good when it's set up, but it's just adds one layer of complexity to, once it's set up and rolling, it's going to be great. But getting there is taking some time. We're audit prep. Staff has been dragging stuff out already for Andrea, and her and I had a discussion. She's getting deep into that now. The auditor's going to be here in July, so seems like it's a long ways off. It's really not. The months are crashing by us. So we'll be more and more involved in that as the days go by. So those are the things I'm working on.
Okay.
The budgeting stuff, the audit stuff, the financial stuff, just delving deeper into those things.
Okay, first time saying.
So, next item is Resolution 3-26, Consolidation of Director Elections with 2026 General Election.
So, as we like to do, we like to consolidate with the county's elections. It's less money for us when we do that instead of having our own. So, we're on a timeline to get that done. So, what this is a resolution, you guys, asking the county to consolidate our director election with the general election in November. There are four of you that are up for re-election: Director Utek, Director Chandler, Director Mitchell, and Director Tucker. Three of them are four-year terms. Director Mitchell, Chandler, and Utek are four-year terms. Director Tucker is a appointment, so if he runs, it would be for 2 years. And I think the date on that is November 3rd. We have to submit this to the county by July 1st. We'll get it done. As soon as you do this, we'll get it to them so they'll know what we want to do. The candidate filing period begins July 13th, July 13th to July 7th. Most of you, you guys have been through this. August 7th, sorry. July 13th to August 7th. And there's another time, I think, if an incumbent does not, they extend it.
I don't know what you're saying. Does not what?
It does not file. If an incumbent does not file, there's an extension after August 7th. So, yeah, I think it's to the 15th or something like that. So we'll publicize that if it comes to that. We'll let people know about that. So I recommend that you guys approve Resolution 326 and direct us to consolidate the election with the general election on November 3rd. And request that the county clerk administer the election.
Okay. So, need a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 326.
Okay.
A second.
Motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, motion carries. Moving on to item number four, hazardous vegetation abatement service agreement.
So this came up, the captain and I were talking the other day about how we do the abatement, right? You know, our crew goes out, some of the processes, somebody's cited, and then they have basically three choices to abate their property. They can do it themselves, they can hire an outside contractor, or they can hire us to do it. Usually they either do it themselves or they hire us to do it because we're pretty cost effective. We've been doing it verbally. We've been doing it on a handshake, and that's a problem for a lot of different reasons. One of the big reasons is that they don't pay us. We go out and do it, and it's probably most people pay us. I don't have a good feel of the percentage, but there is a sizable number that do not. We do the work and then they just don't pay us, and we have no recourse. Also, we're going onto properties, onto private property, and just on a verbal agreement, so we could damage their stuff, something bad could happen. There's just a lot of reasons why this is not a good idea. So we did a contract that we'll sign with customers when they want us to do the work, and that's what this is. I bounced it off of Margaret, and she had some minor changes to make, so we've done that. The captain and I were talking yesterday, and I think what we're going to do is, when a citation goes out, we're just going to send the contract, because they mail the citations. We're going to mail the contract along with the citation, and because most of the people that we have trouble with are absent owners, you know, they're living somewhere else. Sure. So we're mailing them to them. So that's all this is. So I'm looking for a motion approval from you guys to institute this process.
I'm going to ask a technical question. Since we have ordinance 1-18, how does this fit with that?
It references that ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to have its own ordinance?
No, it references. There's 1-18 and 1-18 and 2-18. Yeah. So, so no, it's they're incorporated into this.
I'm amazed when I read this. I was like, I'm surprised that we've been going this long.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Without having something like that in writing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a lot of things can go wrong. You know, beyond them not paying us, right?
Sure.
You know, we've never had explicit written permission to enter their property in the first place. So.
I didn't realize that we didn't have that. Yeah.
So I have a question.
Sure.
I noticed that you referred to. If we approve this, going to the attorney and make sure it's written properly.
Yeah.
What makes you think that it's written properly now? I mean,
it already has gone through the attorney.
Oh. Then
yeah. When I wrote this, it hadn't.
Oh, okay. but it has. The attorney has seen this, and they've given it the okay.
Yeah, she made a couple. She had a couple of suggestions to put in that we've done.
Okay, and. It's okay to put in that that documentation with the citation. It's not considered I don't know, inappropriate, like...
That's a good question.
Like, we are...
That's a good question, I think...
We are pushing our people over the other options they got.
That's a good question, and I probably need to talk to Margaret about that. I mean, we were looking at it as an efficiency thing, because most people are having us do it anyway.
It's expensive
to set up. Yeah, because what we'll do, we'll send a citation, and we're going to have to send out another agreement when they say, yeah, do it. So, but that's a really good question. So I'll check on that.
You say right at the beginning that they have three options.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I still think I need to bounce.
They can do the work, or they can hire someone, mm-hmm. or they can hire us. Mm-hmm. So I think you're kind of covered.
I'll ask
questions. Maybe we can highlight that.
I think you need to ask the court.
Here is one of your options. Just for your convenience, this is one of your options.
Yeah,
some kind of language.
Well, I like the question, and I'll ask legal the question.
Better way.
Yeah, okay. I'll ask the legal whether it's okay for us to do that or not.
I think the hardest thing is people are going to get all this paperwork wrong. I mean, they get nervous and not wanting.
Good. They should be nervous.
So it requires a board approval?
Yes.
Would you have a question now?
Pardon?
Would you have another question?
Charlene, question? It should be sent to the, you should ask the court whether they accept that.
What?
You should ask the courts. You're sending the citation up to court?
No.
Oh, you're sending it just to the people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They get a citation, and we have an ordinance that covers it. And okay. part of this, it gives us collection teeth also.
But if they're going to say they don't want to pay it, and you're going to have to...
Contracts are not run by courts.
But citations are.
Well,
citations
I don't know...
Citations are adjudicated through the court.
Have we ever had a citation? Have we ever had anybody take a citation to court? I don't believe so. So this gives us collection capability.
I'm talking about if they...
I think you're complicating it more than it needs to be complicated.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like when they get a ticket.
No.
It's a difference.
Well,
it's a different kind of citation.
When you get a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's not in a...
We use the word citation.
It's not in a municipal code that it's in our ordinance. It's not in a municipal code that is under the jurisdiction of any court.
Then they don't have to pay it.
I'll make a motion.
No, this they do. This gives us teeth. This
it
contract.
Gives us teeth,
this.
But you'll have to take it to court to get them to pay.
Sure.
That's what
sure, that's a different
about.
Process. That's yeah, but still, you don't send a contract to court to see if they
no,
agree
no, no.
with the contract.
I'm saying if they decide that they don't want to pay it, then you're going to have to go to court.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted us to send the contract to court for their approval to see
no,
if they approve of the
no,
contract.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I apologize.
Okay,
I make a motion that we approve. This hazardous vegetation abatement service agreement.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Okay, we're going to move on to the Cassell Community Portal presentation.
Yeah, I have big plans for this. However, it is not ready for prime time. It's not, I wanted it to be in place. We're doing some editing to make it look like ours, and I can't even get into it yet. So I was gonna show you guys the portal and how it worked, and it's not ready. So it will be ready by the next. We'll do that at the next meeting. So
will
I just
bring refreshments too.
So I just want to go through kind of our timing of the rollout. So we're going to start advertising on the beginning of June 1st. I have some materials I'm going to put on Nextdoor and at our website, and just start putting it out there, letting people know that this is coming. We're going to start sign-ups. So at the board meeting, we'll have it. It'll be live. We'll be able to show it, and show you guys what it looks like and what it does. our meeting is the 17th. So after that meeting, we'll go live with it with signups. We'll begin allowing people to sign up. Express bill pay will be disabled on June 30th. So payments will no longer be taken through Express. And so it's going to be an education process. There's going to be some snags. It's pretty easy. You know, when you go, there's a QR code that you scan, and it takes you right into the sign up. And so we'll post that. We'll post that on the website. We'll post that on Nextdoor. And then also in the billing, there'll be a flyer that goes out with the July billing with that QR code and with a kind of a instructions on what to do and how to do it. So,
okay.
It's coming.
Progress. Yeah, I have a question. So, for the time being, all other types of payments will be accepted?
All other types of payments.
The current methods.
Through.
Some people bring in cash, some people bring in a personal check.
Yeah.
Some people have their own bank bill pay system that sends in. Those are all still a go. It's just, if you use Express Pay, you've got to swap over because you won't be able to use it.
For
the time being.
So the ACH process, I wish Tara was here to explain that. How that, does that go through Express, you know, ACH?
Do you mean bill pay?
Yeah.
So
individual bank bill pays?
Yeah, it will still go through. Express intercepts it.
Okay.
Electronically.
So you'll have to change.
What you will have to do as someone who doesn't actually use Express as a platform,
correct,
as a bill pay person, you would just go change the information within your bank account to reflect our new payment platform.
Here's where you send the
Payments. Yeah, so you would go in on your side in the bank, okay, and you just need to change the info.
So
actually,
pay attention.
Actually, no, you wouldn't need to do anything. Disregard all of that. Because your bill pay is just paying Lake Shasina Community Service District address 16320 Everhart Drive.
Okay.
Our software intercepts that without anyone needing to do anything. Yeah. But that is why it's so important that you put Lake Shasina Community Services District. Because if you're paying a bill to the POA and say you just put Lake Shasina, we're going to take it. Our software will intercept that. Because it's coming here to Lake Shasina, to this address that we both share. So there are times where that happens, and I do get that, and I know what's happening, so I hand it to POA. But it is important that you put the full name of the entity because of these electronic interceptions that we don't have control of.
Okay.
It's a give and take of technology.
So as far as people coming in, it'll be seamless to them. Your people that are bringing it here, it'll be seamless to them. We'll just have a different process. We have a terminal that we'll be setting up that credit card swipe or plug in or tap to pay. We have it, and we'll be setting that up. So
people could come in with their credit card or their debit card.
Yes.
They always have been able to, yes.
Yeah, so now when they come in, somebody has to take the car, bring it back to their computer, and enter it in, right? So this will be at the terminal.
But I think, though, to touch and clarify on what you're saying, the change is really only for people who go to express.com directly to pay or have an auto pay set up in Express. Those are the people that need to change. If you cut bill pay, no change. If you come in here, you're not going to notice a change because we'll help you. So that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, since we have no action on that item today, we will move to staff comments.
Done.
No?
I feel like we all already did.
We're all, we've been chatting a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone over here? Nope. Not even the graduation. Was it good?
The Academy graduation?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. At the casino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the casino. Yeah, our theater is under construction, so they're having to have everything at the Rainbow Casino.
Way to go.
Yeah. I know, it sounds strange. But yeah. Okay, board member comments. We'll start with you, David.
Thank you for coming and your participation. That's all I got.
Okay. John?
Be safe. Be safe. Keep your eyes open. Make those phone calls.
Look out for it.
Yeah. Well, during business hours.
Because crime has a schedule.
No, but raccoons tip over garbage cans, though.
But, you know, hats off to these guys for doing what they do.
Okay.
Yeah, I ditto what Director Newcomb said. Monday's traditional beginning of summer, and we need to be thinking safety and helping our neighbors out properly, so everybody can be safe.
No one's commented about the concert.
Oh.
It was cold.
I know.
Freezing. I know.
Was it windy?
I saw the temperature, yes. And I thought, well,
that was in Sacramento.
You know,
the wind was
at Medford Airport picking up my husband, so I couldn't go anyway. But I don't like sitting out in the cold. No.
The wind.
The wind was worse.
It was just starting to get cold Friday night. We had our college graduation, the general graduation, and it was started at 6, and by 7, I was kind of happy to get out of there. But there is our law enforcement graduation coming up next Friday. I think it's at 1:00 at the Rain Rock. Everyone's welcome to attend. If you know anybody that's graduating, we have a large contingency. We usually, some of those people end up going to work for our sheriff. But anyway, I will not be there because I'll be lying for grandkids, summertime, and they have lots of babysitting needs. My son is now out of the Marines except for the reserves, and he's flying for Cal Fire, so he's out there putting out those fires, aerial attack. Got himself a badge. It just looks like a military badge. Air attack. He flies the OV-10 with the bombers. He hopes to get back into bombers, but get into bombers next year. He's down in Porterville, and like I said, still doing reserves, but busy guy. Loves it. Absolutely loves it. Thinks it's the most wonderful job ever. Thrilled to go to work.
That's always good.
True pilot.
Always a plus.
Yeah. So I just had to provide the ground support.
Is he a warrant officer? Rank?
I think. What does that mean?
His rank?
Oh, he's a major.
Okay.
Yeah, in the Marines.
Good time to get out.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's going to reserves, and he's in a very busy squadron for his reserves, but yeah.
I bet a lot of people after the meeting would like to share with you, their experiences and find out more about all that flying.
Yeah. Well, for a Wairika kid, I think it's pretty cool.
I have something. I'm out of order.
Oh.
I'm out of order a little bit.
Oh, we're in past return, sorry.
Yeah.
Out of order.
I know. I'm out of order. May I?
Yeah.
So I believe that this week is Law Enforcement Appreciation Week, I believe this week is.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm sorry that I didn't mention.
We need a source on that, Rick.
I believe it is.
You guys know these things. I'm surprised you didn't have
a... We were at Half Mast the other day. That was part of it.
Well, yeah, one was for like... Firefighter Memorial, and the other was Peace Officer Memorial. But
and I think this is like the week, the law enforcement week.
Memorial Day is, they're not talking about the week.
Memorial Day.
Thought it was
Day
week.
Day.
Thought it was week. Yeah. Law enforcement week.
I don't know.
Should be.
Every week should be.
That's right. That's right.
National Police Week.
Yeah.
Is that this week?
Yeah, that's
every
what I
day.
Said.
It says every day.
Yeah.
Sounds like
a whole month.
National Police Week.
Well, you learn something new every day. I appreciate it.
So I think it's important that we express our, and we do express our appreciation.
I think a week or so ago, they have the annual memorial at the courthouse.
I think they did that like Monday.
Yeah.
I think I saw on Facebook.
Yeah.
This is like 2 days ago, I think.
May 10th through the 16th.
Ah, it's over.
It's over. Oh. We missed it, guys.
Anyway, thank you guys for being here. We will be back, except for myself, June 17th at 1 p.m.
What are I doing now?
You didn't get a turn. Did you want to say anything?
No, I did.
You must have been here.